He thought of Quemot's picture of worlds turning into solarias, of nets forming and tightening even on Earth until... His thoughts were disrupted as the robot who had entered spoke with the quiet and even respect of the machine.
I am ready to help you, Master, Bailey said.
Do you know how to reach the place where Rykane Delmar once worked?
Yes, Master.
Bailey shrugged. He would never teach himself to avoid asking useless questions. The robots knew, period.
It occurred to him that to handle robots with true efficiency, one must needs be expert, a sort of roboticist. How well did the average Solarian do, he wondered?
Probably only so-so.
He said, get Delmar's place and contact his assistant. If the assistant is not there, locate him wherever he is.
Yes, Master.
As the robot turned to go, Bailey called after it,
wait, what time is it at the Delmar workplace?
About 06:30, Master.
In the morning?
Yes, Master.
Again, Bailey felt annoyance at a world that made itself victim of the coming and going of a sun. It was what came of living on bare planetary surface. He thought fugitively of Earth, then tore his mind away. While he kept firmly to the matter in hand, he managed well. Slipping into homesickness would ruin him. He said,
call the assistant anyway, boy, and tell him it's government business, and have one of the other boys bring something to eat. A sandwich and a glass of milk will do.
He chewed thoughtfully at the sandwich, which contained a kind of smoked meat, and with half his mind thought that Daniil Oliva would certainly consider every article of food suspect after what had happened to Gruer. And Daniil might be right, too. He finished the sandwich without ill effects, however, immediate ill effects at any rate, and sipped at the milk. He had not learned from Quemot what he had come to learn, but he had learned something. As he sorted it out in his mind, it seemed he had learned a good deal. Little about the murder, to be sure, but more about the larger matter. The robot returned.
The assistant will accept contact, Master.
Good. Was there any trouble about it?
The assistant was asleep, Master.
Awake now, though?
Yes, Master.
The assistant was facing him suddenly, sitting up in bed and wearing an expression of sullen resentment. Bailey reared back as though a force barrier had been raised before him without warning. Once again, a piece of vital information had been withheld from him. Once again, he had not asked the right questions. No one had thought to tell him that Rykane Delmar's assistant was a woman.